Ishvara Arpana Buddhi means my commitment. To worshiping Ishvara, to serving Ishvara. Is a commitment to Dharma, because Dharma is Ishvara, the laws of Ishvara is Dharma. So when we say worship of Ishvara, what does that mean? How do I do that? Does that mean doing pujas or sing bhajans? Those things are all beautiful, but the Ishvara Arpana Buddhi really is my commitment to Dharma, which are the laws of Ishvara. With the commitment to Dharma, I have naturally relative shanti. My mind has a relative high degree of shanti. It's relative because I can lose it. So Dharma and shanti go together. So antakarana shuddhi, in a sense, relative antakarana shuddhi, is natural to me. It's a natural state of mind. But because of ajnanam, self-ignorance, I can transgress dharma, or just because of worldly ignorance, I can transgress dharma. Even unwittingly, and then I suffer the effects of that adharma. Which has to do with varying degrees of sorrow, sadness, hurt, agitation in the mind, discomfort. Because it's relative. And we suffer from ajnanam. I naturally would like to discover a shanti that is not relative, that is absolute, that I myself cannot destroy, no one else can destroy it, even Ishvara cannot destroy it. I need relative shanti to recognize absolute shanti. Relative shanti is antakarana shuddhi. I need some degree of that mental purity in order to have the space to recognize the absolute shanti, which is my own being. So in gaining this knowledge, there's a twofold pursuit. Upayanishta and Upayanishta. Upayanishta is a commitment to Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. It's a commitment to to be present to the unfoldment, the pramana, the shastra, the Upanishads, as a means of knowledge, to receive that teaching. But upayanishta is a commitment to antakarana shuddhi, purity of mind. So my mind is in both a condition to receive the knowledge as well as to hold it. It's a commitment to Dharma, and it's a commitment to working on my mind, being with my mind, being with my unconscious in a way that actually helps and resolves the stress and the tension and the discord. So those methods are part, an important part of this teaching. It's taking care of the upayanishta, which has to do with the antakarana, the mind. The mind's ability to enjoy, to gain, to enjoy this knowledge. The inner child work we do, the inner friend, the working on the freedom of my own mind when I'm in the presence of somebody who triggers me in one way or another. My value is to be in the presence of that person or situation without losing my being, my wholeness. Swamiji calls it an alert life. Gently focusing on your own presence, having invoked that inner friend, feeling the body and mind relax in the presence of the inner friend. Or we can also say, let the body and mind relax in the presence of my being, which is the very self of the inner friend. Be yourself. The buddhi is gently focused on you. You just be yourself. And visualize your commitment to your knowledge and to antakarana shuddhi, all of the sadhanas involved in creating a mind, growing a mind, that has relative shanti. When there's an absence of shanti, there is sadhana. then that's something for me to be with in a healing way. Being with your own presence, being with your knowledge, being with your commitment to that Antahkarana Shuddhi. You may recognize that there's really nothing more important to see if that's true for you. What would be more important? More important means more meaningful. More meaningful means where, notice your commitment. Where is your commitment? Commitment can be toward an accomplishment in samsara. Many people have a commitment toward money or toward fame or toward power of some sort or another, some sort of achievement in samsara. There's nothing unusual about that, in fact. What is your commitment? See if you can put that commitment into words, just silently inside of yourself. Tell Bhagawan, what is that? What is real for me? It's not about faking it. If it's real as a commitment to buying a new car, that's what it is. Don't worry about it. Just see what it is and put it into words.